and it's 8:50. Time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called from steady to $1 per hundredweight lower due to limited pack buying interest in the shortened week, along with a sharp drop in wholesale pork prices yesterday. Terminals are called mostly steady to lower, with top prices from $48 to $50. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $48. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, May 30th. Negotiated swine purchases were 9,727. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63.50 to $75. The weighted average was $70.86, a gain of $1.22 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.70 to $59, a weighted average $55.96. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 10,661. The base price range was $64 to $78.25. The weighted average $72.41, a gain of $1.33 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.29 to $60, and the weighted average was $56.37. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, a quick look at the radar shows we have showers in Illinois.
It is encouraging to see more activity on the radar, Dave. Unfortunately, the radar shows showers across Champaign-Urbana. And as I look out over Friends Plaza, I still see dry bricks and maybe starting to see a little darker sky to the south. There are some pockets across portions of central Illinois that are picking up some rain. Southeastern Sangamon, western Christian County looks to be getting a nice little shower, maybe even a thunderstorm, although I haven't seen much in the way of lightning detection today. Yesterday's rainfall, almost a full inch at the Shelbyville Dam in Shelby County. Outside of that, I didn't see much in the way of reports even up to a quarter inch. So very localized, decent rainfall there, but many locations staying dry. We will continue with the unsettled but very sporadic rainfall over the weekend. And then when it looks like cooler weather will settle in, at least for the middle of next week. And one of the computer models already pushing temperatures back up towards the 90-degree mark for the end of next week. So nothing is going to continue in a true line, but lots of changes in the forecast as far as conditions over the next week. But I guess the forecast is similar to that of yesterday. Rain is expected to impact most of the Midwest at one time or another through the early portion of next week, and then another storm system is expected during the second half of next week, and that one is expected more towards the Great Lakes. So unsettled weather across the northern portion of the corn soybean belt, and it looks like the south and eastern areas that have been the driest, once again indicated to have the least chance for rain. The best chance for rain will be to the north. The jet stream is expected to lift to the north during the week of June 10th, and in doing so, rain will become more significant across the northernmost corn belt. Southern areas seeing limited rainfall and much warmer temperatures. We could be already impacted by dry conditions and then dry and hot. Not a good combination for areas that are looking for some rain. In the west, warm, very dry weather is promoting field work and crop development, but increasing irrigation demands. Western water supply issues are expanding concern due to the generally subpar winter snowfall and premature melting of the snowpack there. Across the plains, more scattered showers and thunderstorms, maintaining abundant moisture reserves for the pastures, filling winter wheat and emerged summer crops. However, wet conditions, primarily from Texas into the eastern Dakotas, all across the eastern plains, still causing some field work delays. And the Corn Belt scattered showers still falling along and near the Mississippi River, but warm, dry conditions persist in the eastern sections and the eastern Corn Belt's short-term drying trend with increasing concern is only beginning to have an effect on the various aspects of agriculture and summer crop emergence and pasture growth. We are still looking at very, very bad drought conditions across the southeastern U.S. There is a tropical storm or tropical system that's trying to get generated off the Yucatan Peninsula, and if that follows the computer models, that could bring some decent rains to a good portion of Florida. But it looks like even as nearby as southern Georgia, which is also in severe drought, it looks like they will miss out on much of the precipitation. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 499.5, down 1.25. Last trade down 3/4. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 511, up 1/4. Last trade up 2.75. September, 524.5, down 1/4. Last trade up 0.5. December, 534, down 2. Last trade up 1. July corn opened at 383. Up 3/4, last trade up 1.75. December, 379.75, down 1.5, last trade unchanged. March, 391.5, down 1, last trade down 1. July of 2008, 403, down 0.5, last trade unchanged. July beans opened at 807.5, down 3/4, last trade up 4.75. November, 837, unchanged, last trade up 5. March, 852.25, up 1.25, last trade up 2.5. July soybean meal opened at 216.80, unchanged, last trade up 30. July soybean oil opened at 35.59, up 3, last trade up 34. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Overnight, Malaysian palm oil, the benchmark August contract, made all-time highs. And we did see that, as we reported just a minute ago, soybean oil did show strength overnight and in the beans proper. We now sit on a triple top, and it looks like, you know, one of the old adages is, what, triple tops made to be broken.
Yeah, double tops so, but triple tops won't. So, yeah, I noticed that the Chinese futures in the beans were up about a dime as well. Really bullish vegetable oil situation led by the palm. The bean market probably be up 2 to 4 cents this morning. Technically, we're right there. A gap open would be extremely bullish. Don't know if we can get that kind of thing because we didn't close exactly on the high, but a move back up over, let's say, 822 in this July soybeans, it'd sure take us a far piece. At 822 is a contract high. We ought to be looking at 848 to 850 relatively quickly should that happen. We've got an awful lot of support at the $8 level now on July. And this November beans, I think everybody's really kind of waiting for 843 to be taken out to say that we can go sharply higher. We've got double top there.
Let's turn your attention to the corn, where yesterday we took out the 20 and 50-day moving averages, and overnight, if you take a downtrend line off the winter and spring highs, we busted above that. That's all encouraging, but I suppose if you're a real bull, you want to see something above 393.
Yeah, I would say that you do. Really, if we got a nickel higher today, we probably would be testing that late April high would be the next area to be looking for. The corn market today, I think, may be a mixed bag. We're still talking an awful lot about weather, but the technical buying when the July crossed over 379 and a fraction yesterday, the 50-day moving average, really was encouraging to people. I would look for July to take another try at looking at $4 on the relatively short term. So long as we continue to talk about ridging and a blocking high, we've got more upside.
Turn your attention to the wheat, where it is running counter-seasonal. We're facing harvest, and yet we're in May highs.
Yeah, and that's fairly typical when the cycles line up the way they are. We just put in a 55-week low, so wheat ought to be really up into the first part of August. Up 2 to down 2 today, some disappointing wheat yields in the soft red winter wheat area in Arkansas.
Turn your attention over to the Merck, please.
At the Merkle and the cattle, I think we'll be steady, maybe as much as 30 lowers. Packers did buy quite a few cattle yesterday at $3 lower. A little disappointing there. On the hogs, we'll be down a dime, up a quarter type of a market.
We have about 25 seconds left. What piece of advice do you have for producers?
I think that producers looking at this old crop need to be very cognizant that there's an excellent old crop basis out here. And with this board rally, it could be a win-win deal. Bean basis still stinks.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Have a great day. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, she is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.